just kind of cracked the door open there on this end time. I want to read you scripture, the 12th chapter of Jeremiah. And I know you know we got singers coming out every window and door here. And now when I read this, you've heard this before, but I'm going to rehearse it to you again. And I want to preach this tonight. I want to preach on what will you do and what should you do. And that's what I want to preach on. What will you do and what should you do? Now, you've got a concept. Now, listen, Jeremiah, 12th chapter. Righteous art thou, O Lord. Jeremiah talking to God. Now, I want you to listen close to this. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Now, he said, Lord, I know you're right, but there's something here I don't understand, and I want you to explain it to me. He wasn't criticizing God. But he just didn't understand why things were going like they were going. And then he says, wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Hear me. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? That's what Jeremiah asked God. He said, Lord, I know you're righteous and you're doing things right, but I just don't understand. You might be here tonight and you're thinking, I just don't. And if you're not careful, you'll get hurt at God over that. That's right. But now Jeremiah wasn't. But he was questioning God. Why? Why does the wicked prosper? It's God's answer that I want to read to you. But he goes on to say, wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? Thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root. They grow, they bring forth fruit, and thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. But thou, O Lord, knowest me, Jeremiah talking, are you listening? Says, thou hast seen me and tried my heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn, the herbs of every field wither, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end. Now, this is what Jeremiah is saying to God. You know, these wicked people are prospering. These people that are treacherous are happy. And you planted them and you're letting them grow. And I just don't understand it. Now, here's where God replies back to Jeremiah. And he says, if thou hast run with the footmen, to Jeremiah, and they have wearied thee, then how can thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, in the land of peace, you're weary with this. He says, then how will thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? Now, you know, you see what God's saying to him? He said, if you can't take this, it's going to get worse. You said, oh, Tom. That's what he told Jeremiah. Jeremiah was complaining in a time of peace because these people seemed to be prospering and weren't listening to him. And he preached and they just looked at him funny. And he said, I don't understand this, God. And God didn't even answer him to that. He just said to him, amen, what will you do in the swelling of the Jordan? Are you with me tonight? Now, that's what I want to ask you tonight. Amen. Is what will you do? You know, now I'm going to tell you, we're in an hour that folks are losing their grip. Amen. And they're looking and they're finding fault and they're saying, God, why? And God is saying to us, look, man, I've blessed you and you're in a wonderful place and it's going to get worse. How many knows it's going to get worse before it gets better? And here's my question to us tonight. What will you do? We're in the end time. Amen, brother Bob. Now, he's been studying the lunar part of it, and I'm still stuck here on earth. But I that's intriguing. Amen. And I want to tell you, God does. We overlook it sometimes, but God even sends natural, amen, disasters to wake people up at right at particular times. As sometimes as a judgment for some law that was passed in our Congress. That's right. You just look it up and ponder it sometime. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. We are in, amen, that now God warned Jeremiah and he said, look, amen. If the footmen have wearied you, now I want to tell us something here, and I think about it like this. Amen. But listen, we are in that last day. We cannot afford, amen, to pray less than what we've been praying. Somebody say amen. Amen. We are in that last day. We really, now look, if you notice a pattern, amen, of you getting busier than you've ever been, amen, and it's just not like it used to be, and now you're finding, it's harder to find that prayer time, and you don't really know where your Bible is half the time, amen, come on now, and there's something being wedged, amen, at this time of peace, amen, I want to ask us, what in the world are we going to do if we can't live holiness, amen, come on, when we don't have to die for it. Amen. We're not put in prison. Amen. We're not persecuted. Amen. In the streets. Amen. If we can't live for God now, what are we going to do when the flood comes? Now stay with me. This won't take long. But I told you about a dream, and here's where I'm springing from, and I want you to get this, and you, I don't know if I can relay it to you. But I told you about in the dream, the flood was rising. How many heard me tell that this morning? Was it in Sunday school I told that? God shook me up with this. And in that dream, that flood was rising, floodwaters rising. And this man had got up on the highest point, Henry, of the structure. I couldn't even recognize what it was. God just showed me what it represented. It represented, hear me now, it represented, amen, his mammon and merchandise that he was after. He had his mouth gaped open real wide, amen, and he was devouring, trying to devour that last piece of merchandise before the flood overcame him. Amen. You say, that don't make any sense. It does to me. It did to me. Here this man had this look on him. He was trying. He had his mouth open wide, and it looked like he didn't have but a few more minutes to live. And what was he doing? He wasn't praying. He wasn't crying. He wasn't trying to get to higher ground. He was trying to devour. Amen. Now I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do when the flood comes? Amen. Are you listening to me? In another scene of that dream, and I hope you'll take this right. Amen. But they were a man and a woman in a tree escaping the flood. And the flood was coming up. And the man and the woman, they were separated some. Amen. And this man, instead of begging God to help him, hear me preach now. Amen. Instead of begging him, he was propositioning. And I don't know any other way to say it. It wasn't dirty as far as the graphic there. But I could tell he was trying to solicit, amen, her affection, amen, while the flood was coming up. Amen. Are you listening to me? Now I want to tell you, the Bible said, as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. I want to ask you, amen, is it time that we turn our appetite to merchandise and mayhem in this last hour? Or is it time that the church, amen, got right with God and began to be what God called us to be? Oh, come on now, church. What are you going to do? God showed me these characters in here, and Brother Mac, I'll be honest with you. It smote my heart. I felt like he was talking to Randy Webb. Amen. What are you going to do? Amen. Come on now. And I want to relate it to you. What are you going to do in the time of the end? Amen. When men are falling away. Amen. When people, amen, are becoming, amen, lax and indifferent and lukewarm. Oh, I want to preach to you here tonight. Give me a few minutes of your time. Amen. I want to ask us, is it time to have revival? What are you going to do? The Bible said it's in the days of Lot. Hear me, hear me. Are you with me? I preached other night on decisions a few weeks ago, and I talked about Lot looking out over the well-watered plains. What do you look at, young folks, when you look at your life and you make your plans and time comes to make a choice? Do you make a choice in the light that we're running out of days, or do we make a choice that we're going to live forever? Now, if you make that choice, amen, without factoring in the fact, Brother Jordan, that the Lord could come, amen, and we're going to make a bad choice, are we not? Come on, children, help me preach a little. Am I right, Sister Sedona? We've got Lot looked out. Now, he said, as in the days of Lot. You know what our culture is doing in this day, amen, this last day, amen? We're wearied with the footmen, and really we got it made, amen, and it's going to get worse. We're going to have to run with the horsemen. What are you going to do in the swelling of the Jordan when the flood tide rises? Amen. You know what Lot did? Amen. He chose, amen, the well-watered plain. You know what was in there? Amen. Perverts. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. That city was called Sodom. Amen. Those perverted, amen, with those sexual fantasies, they're still called Sodomites even today. Amen. They had gave their heart to the devil, and the devil had caused them to burn in their lust one to another. And brother, that it was that atmosphere that Lot decided to live his life and raise his children. I want to tell you something. In the days of Lot, we don't need to choose Sodom. Amen. Oh, you'll not help me preach. Now, I want to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Let me warn you, children. Come on now. Let me warn you. Amen. You've all got access to the internet, and I want to just tell you something. Amen. You're going to see, now maybe all of you don't. I don't want to group this whole crew, but most young people have access, amen, to that, and the culture, amen, and the music, amen. Do you know what the music culture that we live in today, they do not edify God at all. You will not find a rap song, a hip hop, a country music, amen. Are you listening to me? You won't find one of those melodies that gives God any honor, God any glory. It's all about sensuality and sexuality, amen, and the black folk, and I don't mean, and I'm not, I love this guy like my own skin, but I'm not, he's not included in that, but they talk about beating their women and abusing their women. Are you listening to me? And calling them names that I won't repeat. Brother, you cannot live in that culture. Are you listening to me? And not just the black folk, but you got the white folk sitting on the bar stool, crooning about some good-looking woman down the hall in her tight blue jeans. You ain't helping me. I want to tell you, what are we going to do when the floods are rising? We can't go to Sodom. Amen. We can't go to Sodom, because it's going to rain fire and brimstone upon Sodom. Amen. It's time you got sanctified and moved away from that city. Somebody say amen. What are you going to do? Now let me preach to you what Noah did. Noah being warned of God. What did he do? I don't mean to just keep coming over here. And I want to ask us, what are we going to do when we're warned of God? Now you know what children, you know what teenagers will say? I know. I'm an expert at it. I run 5 of them. Enough to kill. You say, then you know how to do it? No, I do not. I do not know. God knows. Huh? But I'm going to tell you, when you warn them like I'm doing tonight, it's nagging. Angry. Are you listening to me? You know what? Do you know what Noah did when God warned him? How many knows? What did it say? He did what? He moved with fear. Oh, I need revival. Come on. Y'all, am I doing any good? I'm preaching. My first point is, what will you do? We are in that hour. Brother Bob talked about these peculiar lunar eclipses. Hey, God loves the Jewish nation, and He's going to honor, amen. And I'm going to tell you, this last six years, and even back to the Clintons, Hillary Clinton, was not a friend of the Jewish nation, and I know she don't know what we know. I know that. Amen. She ought to be a lay preacher in the Methodist Church. Amen. That's what she said anyway. Amen. But she don't know, amen, that when you turn your back on God's chosen nation, amen, for some, other alternative, you lose, amen, that special blessing of the Lord. You're not helping me preach, but I'm going to ask America, what are you going to do in this last hour? Are you going to support Israel? Are you going to give them the finance to protect themselves? Amen. Are you going to speak to the United Nations that you're their friend and always will be? What are you going to do? I want to ask the people at Keene Mountain. I've asked our young people. I want to ask our older people. What are you going to do in the swelling of the Jordan? When you lay out of church because your ice cream got cold. If you can't stay saved, amen, in the hour of peace, what are you going to do when the war breaks out? Now, what did Noah do? He did what you should do. He moved with fear and built an ark to the saving of his house. One preacher told another wise man, he said, I'm a failure. He said, I've been a pioneer in this church. And he said, I ain't got probably 20 people faithful to me. He said, you think that's a failure? He said, I knew of a feller that preached for years and years and years and years and years and just had 8 souls. And he said, well, really? How'd he stay with it? He said, well, it's Noah I'm talking about. Amen. He's 100 years he preached righteousness. Amen. And he converted, had himself and 7 others. Amen. 8 souls. Are you listening to me preach? You know what he did? You know what he did? Well, everybody was mocking. The Bible said the thought and intent of their heart was on evil continually. I'm trying to warn somebody here tonight. I said their heart was on evil continually, but not in Noah's heart. The Bible said he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know what you and I need to do when the time rises? We need to find grace. Are you listening to me? We need to get off of that website. We need to quit texting those bad people. We need to quit talking dirty. Amen. In the back. Are you listening to me? And we need to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Second Peter chapter 3. What should you do? Find that verse 12. Is it verse 12? Seeing that these things shall be dissolved. Is that 2 Peter 3 and 12? Is our close somewhere? All right. Read. How about reading a couple of verses before that? Listen to this right here. Listen. Just to get a little idea of where we're at. Just read a verse before it or something.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Now that, have you ever heard of global warming?
Right there it is.
It's in the Bible. Right there it is. Go ahead.
The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
The works that are therein. Hear me. They're going to be burned up. Y'all believe that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
What manner of persons ought you to be?
What manner of persons ought you to be? Seeing this is going to happen.
In all holy conversation.
In holy conversation.
And godliness.
And godliness. What should we do? In the swelling of the Jordan, find grace like Noah. And follow the instruction of St. Peter. in all holy conversation and godliness. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you. You know, the ladies are usually the ones that get it. Because, you know, and I'll tell you why. And some of y'all wonder sometimes, why do they always preach on the women? And I'm going to tell you. Because I don't care how much paint a man wears, he's not going to be attractive.
That's it.
They just lock him up somewhere.
It's true.
But a woman is an attraction to a man.
That's right.
That's right. God made a woman for a man.
Men are visual.
Now, it's the opposite, really, until this real perverted generation, you didn't see a whole lot of stuff out there for women to buy because it wasn't their nature to be like that.
Right.
Are you listening to me? Huh? Y'all ain't listening to me, are you? But I'm going to tell you something, and you can let this world drive you to paint your face and bob your hair and wear your short clothes and your see-through clothes. But I'll tell you, when Jesus comes, you'll wish you hadn't. Now, you can argue with the preacher. And I'm telling you, years ago, I wish y'all wouldn't talk while I'm preaching. And I don't mean to rebuke you, but I already have. It's too late now. Because I'm preaching something that will save your soul from hell. You hear me now? And I love you, and I'd say I love you as much as anybody in this place loves you. But I'm going to tell you, you need to make your mind up in this last hour how you're going to live your life. Because if the Lord comes and you're not holy, you get to stay for the duration. I wish you'd say amen to me. You don't like this, do you? Hey, what would you like better? Just whistle through the graveyard? Hey, we're in the last day. You know what Peter said? I'm going to tell you something. Amen. You're not going to argue with the preacher. Amen. When the trumpet sounds, you're not going to try to be looking cute and attractive to some other man besides your husband. Are you listening to me? It's time we woke up and realized what it really means to be a moral, sanctified, decent human being. This world has gone crazy, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. You don't need to be like Lot and win the governorship of the city. You need to be like Noah and build an ark. Am I preaching right or not? Won't you lift your hands and ask me the Lord to help me make an altar service right here? We need to pray through about some of this stuff. It's the last days, Brother Steve. And it's going to get more perverted? Huh? I'm going to tell you, you young folks, listen to me. You think you have a hard time now just because no teenagers are living for God and you can't find a girlfriend but these old holiness girls with their long hair and plain faces? Are you listening to me? I'm going to tell you, you're going to wish you got a good, sober, decent kid. And I'm going to tell you girls something. You want to go out here and doll up for some worldly creature to get you? If you want a holiness man, you're going to have to be a holiness woman. And I'm going to tell you, if you can't live for God just because the internet was invented by Al Gore, hey man, I want to tell you something. Hey man, it's going to get worse. It's going to come off of the screen. Hey man, are you listening to me? And it's going to be right out where you can look at it. Hey man, help me preach a little bit. Hey man, Russia is a communist country and evil. But when they made the law against the homosexuals in the Olympics or wherever, these women went to kissing each other and putting it on the front page. Hey man, and when they legalized marriage, amen, between two men, amen, of the same gender. Are you listening to me? And America celebrated that. I want to tell you, I don't care how much America celebrates it. I don't care if ever nominal church in America, amen, condones that and ordains them to preach. I want to tell you what this preacher believes. He believes what the Bible said. He said it was an abomination. And if we can't live for God now, what are we going to do when it gets worse? If you can't stay spiritual now, if you lose your temper because somebody calls you a name at work and you're ready to fight and lay your soul down, what are you going to do? Amen. Come on now. When it gets worse, we need to make our mind up right now what we're going to do in the swelling of the Jordan. How many knows what you should do? Huh? Now, that's the question. Are we going to do what we should? Huh? How many still with me? Well, let me tell you something. Now, I know this might be a little tight for some of you. I don't know why. But I'm going to tell you something. You can get mad at me for pointing the truth out to you all you want to. It ain't going to slow me down. But I tell you what it might do. When you stub up to the truth. Oh, I tell you, I'm on it right now. Yeah, that's right. I feel it with all of my heart. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. You have decided. You're like that couple in the treetops in the rising of the tide. Amen. I'm gonna tell you, boys, and I love you. You know I do. And y'all got great parents, and really, you don't really need me to tell you. But since I'm here, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. Amen. The flood is up. It's got you to the highest point. Now's not the time to make that deal with the devil. Now's the time to step out and say, as for me and mine, we're going to serve the Lord. Is that right? Now I'm going to tell you. Now I'm going to tell you how I feel. We really, compared to how it's going to be next year, we've got it made. It's going to get worse. Anybody helping me preach here? I said it's going to get worse. You couples, you think you're having a hard time staying together? You're struggling just because, you know, she's got up with her hair messed up and bad breath and you're ready to find something you've seen in a catalog? I tell you, you've took some dumb pills somewhere. They must have been on sale. You bought a case. You think it's going to be easier to stay married next year? With more people in the workforce, more homes split up, more boldness out there, not just the men, but the women also. Huh? More texting and chat rooms and all of this. And you know, and I really don't know how to stop it, but I really am grieved. With every new invention that comes in that gives individuals more access to communicate with one another in a bad environment. Am I right or not? Anybody? But I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse. Here's what this preacher is preaching to you tonight. I want to ask my teenagers. They're getting ready to go on a big trip back to church, go to worship the Lord. I want to ask you, what are y'all going to do? I know, the teenagers of America in general are going to hell in a handbasket. What are y'all going to do? Is this too bold? Am I being mean to them? You think I'm being mean to them, Henry? I ain't trying. Well, that's the key, because we don't have to be lost. Am I right or not? How about it? How about it, couples? Now, it takes two. You hear me? It takes two to stay together. You hear what I'm saying? Are you committed? Are you committed no matter what? You're going to stay together? Are you helping me preach? You ain't helping me. Some of y'all have been thinking about jumping fence here on me. It's going to take a commitment, isn't it? If you come on now. Somebody say amen. What are you going to do? Noah built an ark. Took him 100 years. He built an ark as large as a football field. What was it, 3 stories high? Pitched within and without? Huh? Had his daughter-in-laws in there with him for a whole year. That had to be bliss. I fit that in there, sister. I didn't know if you was listening or not. Praise God. Sister Lance. Hallelujah. Let's stand. While we still got our head above water. How many knows I preached you the truth tonight? I love you. I try not to get too bold. There ain't no sense in it. Really, they don't have, you know, there ain't no sense in getting overboard. It's so filthy out there. Why would I come here and rehearse it, you know? But it's bad. It's bad. And if you don't pray and allow the Spirit of God to fill your life, this old Spirit will get in you. It will. Amen. I want you to come tonight. I want you to make your mind up. Amen. I want you to make your mind up. What are you going to do in the swelling of the Jordan? Huh? You know what Jeremiah did? He stayed right there with Jerusalem until the very end.
He did.
Amen.
He did.